Praise the Lord, Saints. Minister Fitz Houston here again. How you doing? With another great lesson. Today's lesson is, exactly what is the armor of God? In another lesson, I was talking about what makes a good soldier. But you know what? All that time soldiers spend training at boot camp, they're learning exactly what their weapons can do and what the armor they wear does. If you're a soldier for Christ, but you don't know what this armor that you're putting on does, what good is the armor if you don't know how to use it? What good is the weapon if you got it in your hand but don't know what the weapon can do and when to use it? That's what this lesson is today, exactly describing what is the armor of God. Let's begin with prayer first. Father God, thank you so much for this episode, Lord. Bless everyone who is watching this episode right now. For we know it's no accident they turned to this at this appointed time, that they may be blessed by the lesson they're about to hear. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, as always, I always have a Bible and a pencil and paper ready because I will be giving a lot of scriptures for you to go back and reflect on and able to meditate on later, because after I've given it to you, it really ministers to you later when you go back and read it for yourself and remembering the things I'm sharing, and then let the Holy Spirit actually talk to you while you're reading it and how it applies to your life directly. We're turning, of course, to Ephesians, which is where the armor of God section first talks about. Now, I'll be reading both from the King James Version and the New Living Translation. Turn to